Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. And today, the PS4 and the Xbox received updates to improve performance, just as the PC, Mac, and Android devices did yesterday. Again, there's no downtime for this, but you may need to restart your game, your application, to catch the update. Another update that happened today was that the Getaway LTM was swapped from squads to duos. So, you know, before, if you were, you know, running squads and everybody had four teams, had four players on their team, then you would have a total of 20 teams in total. Now that it's squads, you're going to have 50 teams total, so it's going to be that much more hectic. It's already an action-packed LTM. It's going to be even more action-packed now because there's just that many more people, that many different teams trying to compete for the jewels. Let's see here. Let's cover how to follow the treasure map at Shifty Shafts, so you can go ahead and get that done. So there is a mountain southwest of Dusty Divot that has a lot of plateaus on it. If you actually go find the map, you'll see it and you'll recognize it. It's a really tall one that just has a bunch of flat points on it. If you go on the shorter side of this mountain, there on the I believe it's on the southern side of this formation. This is where you're going to find that secret battle star. When you get up on that part of the hill or that part of the mountain, again, it's a all these areas are flat plateaus. So when you're standing there, you're going to see a red brick house. You should be able to see the red brick house that's at Salty Springs there. It should be in your view, and that's how you'll know that you are in the right. You're on the right one and facing the right direction. Plus, the battle star will appear, so you'll know you're there. Let's see here. Let's go over what's in the item shop right now quickly here. We have a lot of the bears in there today. So we got the Cuddle Team Leader skin. We get the Panda Team Leader skin. You get the Fireworks Team Leader skin. You get the Bear Force One Glider. The Field Surgeon skin is still there. The Triage Trooper skin is still there. The Flatliner Harvesting Tool and the Airlift Glider. So those are all the featured items. Now over in the daily items, we got some good stuff here. We got the Breakin' Emote. You got the Cutting Edge Harvesting Tool. You get the Fortune skin. You get the Tidy Emote. You get the Stealth Glider. And we have a new skin, the Garrison skin. I like this one a lot. It's 800 V-Bucks. It's, you know, if you got the V-Bucks, it's, you know, I like this one a lot. It's pretty worth it. He's got the, like, a green beret hat on. He's got a eye patch. He looks pretty awesome. I like that one. Let's see here. What else? Okay, so I'm going to cover a tip of the day, and this is going to cover how to use the grappler. Let's get into it. So if there is a red X, that means the object you are aiming at is you're not close enough to shoot it and grapple onto it, or it's just an object that you can't shoot on. Most objects you can shoot and grab onto, you know, the sides of mountains, trees, the sides of buildings, player structures. But if there's a red X, that means you can't shoot it or whatever you're aiming at is too far away. If you do shoot something and it, or if you shoot your grappler and it doesn't grapple onto anything, it won't use up one of the uses. When you pick one up, it has 15 shots. So if you don't hit anything, that's okay. You didn't waste a shot. You get to keep it. Let's see here. You can chain multiple grappler shots together. You can use this to make a quick getaway from somewhere if you need to. If you're, if you're in a bad situation and you need to get away, you can, chain multiple shots to get up high really quickly to get away from somebody, or just shoot laterally to travel a far distance quickly to get away from opponents. You can also use this to go high quickly to get next to your opponent who happens to be above you, and then you could start blasting them. If you get right up next to them, then you can go ahead and start blasting with that shotgun or your Tommy gun or your SMG. So there was something that JD Courage, when he was casting the Summer Skirmish event, brought up. He was like, maybe you'll be able to shoot the ground and not take fall damage. This is not the case. You will take fall damage with this item. You can't shoot the ground and prevent fall damage. And if you shoot up and you're traveling up and you don't land on top of the structure you're shooting on and you fall back down, you will take fall damage for that as well. So you will die if you are up high enough. Be aware of that. If you are planning on going up, plan on aiming at the edge of whatever you're trying to shoot at and landing on top of that structure so that you will not fall down and take fall damage or possibly eliminate yourself because it's so high up. Again, you cannot shoot the ground. You know what you can do, though? If you are falling and you are next to a tall structure, you can prevent fall damage by shooting that building back up. So if you're falling down, you have to aim up and, you know, then work your way back up with that grappler. That way you can just go all the way back up to the top and land on top of that thing without actually ever falling and hitting the ground. You can shoot your opponent with this. Your opponent does not take damage when you shoot them with this, but what is pretty cool is that it will slingshot you right to your opponent. And because of the slingshot, kind of when you shoot at the edge of a structure, it kind of sends you over the top of it. It'll do the same thing to your opponent. So if you shoot your opponent and you're both on the ground and they're not ready and prepared for this, it'll slingshot you towards them. You'll kind of go a little bit above them and end up behind them, or, you know, on the opposite side of them anyways. And then you can turn back around. Hopefully you have a shotgun ready, or again, an SMG ready, and you can just laser right through them or blast them. Let's see here. What else did I notice you can use? So ATKs. So when your opponent tries to get away with the ATK, the ATK is something else you can shoot. So you can shoot that ATK and slingshot yourself right to your opponent. You can also shoot structures as a passenger in the ATK. So when you do this, it will pull the ATK, the whole ATK, towards the structure while you're still in the ATK. I'm not really sure if this has any real practical use, but maybe the one thing I thought of is maybe you'd be able to do if somebody happens to be shooting a rocket at you and it's coming straight for you and whoever's driving can't turn fast enough, you could shoot at a structure to the left or the right real quick, so you could strafe to the left or the right and get out of the way real quick. But otherwise, I don't really find it that useful to be able to use the grappler when you're in the ATK. So that's the tip of the day. There's that, guys. We covered how to get one of these challenges done. We covered how to use the grappler. That's going to be it for today. I just want to remind you that you can go ahead and support Daily Fortnite by going to anchor.fm/DailyFortnite, hitting that listener support button. You can support the show for as little as $1 a month. It's a donation to the show to help the show keep growing. Let's see here. The other way that is really big and helpful as well is to rate, review, and subscribe over on iTunes. Leave that 5-star rating and a written review, and you're going to get a shout out here on the show. Let's get back on track with that. We've gotten a couple lately, but they're not coming in as quick as they used to. So let's get that back in. We're over 100. So let's try to get to 250. That's going to be my next goal, is 250. So we're about halfway there. So you guys keep get on them. Get on your friend. If you have friends who have listen to the show, get on them. Tell them to leave that 5-star rating and write a review so they can get a shout out, and so we can keep shooting up the rankings over there on iTunes. Alrighty, guys, you can also join the Discord server, join in on the conversations over there. You can follow me over on Twitch and hang out with me whenever I'm streaming, which is whenever I'm playing Fortnite, I'm streaming. That's all I got for you guys today. We'll bring back another one tomorrow. Until then, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.